Welcome to our summer series, Embodied Holiness One Voice, where one person shares one story, one thought, or one idea that we hope will help you draw near to God. Today's One Voice episode is brought to you by Lyerly Christensen.
I might be that person, the person that thrives on being busy and needed. At least I tell myself I'm thriving. What I'm really doing is defining myself by where I'm serving. If people ask me to be a part of something, that means they see I'm capable of completing the task and doing it well. So I say yes. Sunday school teacher? Check. Girl Scout leader? Check. Backstage helper? Check. Confirmation mentor? Check. Van Booster board member? Check. In the beginning, I helped when asked because I wanted to make friends. Whether I had just entered the real world, moving to a city where I didn't know many people, or was trying to meet the families of the children my children would be around, signing up to be part of everything guaranteed that I would make friends. And it worked. I met some pretty awesome people and built some wonderful relationships with friends. But the busyness continued. It might be a little selfish to admit this, but I like feeling needed. I feel valued when a need arises and my name is mentioned. I'm not a spectacular writer or an eloquent speaker, so actions are how I give myself to God and my community. But if I'm really honest, there's also this. If I'm serving, people will notice I'm a good person. Also, if I don't help, who will? If I can't speak or write about God, then people will see me as a faithful servant of God. But in all this activity, was I serving God? Or was busyness a distraction from just being with God? Looking back, I didn't feel closer to God. I just felt tired. In the book Simply Tuesday by Emily P. Freeman, a study question for part two was, with whom in the Bible does your soul most closely relate today? Wow. That question was easy to answer, but difficult to admit. I knew right away my answer would be the story of Mary and Martha in the book of Luke, chapter 10. Then I thought, that's too easy. I must dive deeper. I googled other biblical characters, but none truly resonated with me. So Mary and Martha must have a lesson I need to learn. Jesus was visiting their village and Martha opened her home to him. Martha was your typical busybody, preparing everything to make sure her guest had all he needed. I think Martha could have been a good Southerner. Luke chapter 10, verse 40 reads, "But Martha was distracted by all the preparation." Once Jesus started talking, Mary sat at his feet and listened. Martha was flabbergasted that Mary was not helping her and that she was doing all the work. These two women handled the situation differently. Martha showed Jesus hospitality through her hard work. Mary understood the importance of stopping and just listening to what Jesus had to say. Both showed love to Jesus in their own way. Martha was being the good hostess and Mary was listening to the invited guest. But when Martha confronted Jesus about how her sister was not helping, Jesus gently reminded her that Mary was focused on his words and building a relationship. I wonder how Martha reacted to that statement. Did she take it in stride and learn the lesson Jesus was trying to tell her? Building a relationship with him and listening to his teaching was more important than making sure the food was set out properly. Or did she get defensive? Did she feel that Jesus did not recognize that her serving him was her way of showing love for him? I know my heart lies with Martha, but my mind knows I need to be more like Mary. Every time I read the story, I'm reminded that I need to stop at times and just listen to what the Lord is asking me to do, not just do all the work because I think it pleases him. I need to explore the why of my need to be busy. Am I distracted by my preparation for Jesus that I forget to spend time with him? I feel as though actions are easier for me than quiet time, talking with God, or studying about God. Am I avoiding this time for a reason? Am I finding my self-worth through serving more than in my relationship with God? I read in my study Bible a sentence that stopped me and made me rethink how I need to look at busyness. It said, "Service to Christ can degenerate into mere busy work that is no longer full of devotion to God." Ouch. How can I wholeheartedly serve God when I'm not spending the time to know Him? I remind myself that serving is not a bad thing. I just need to find a balance. In the book, Busy, How to Thrive in a World of Too Much, Tony Crabb writes, "The first victims of busyness are often those closest to us, So not only is my relationship with God suffering, but the relationship with my family is also suffering. There have been nights when I've left to go to a meeting or help someone with a task that my girls look at me and say, "You're gone again." I asked my husband if that statement was true for our marriage. He just gave me that look. You know, the look. The one that says yes without the words having to leave his mouth. And he's right. How can I foster a loving family relationship if I'm not there? Maybe you understand exactly what I'm talking about. How might your busyness be keeping you from building a relationship with God? Are you like me? Are you so busy that you're missing time with your family? What would Jesus say about your service? Would he ask you to stop, sit at his feet, and listen? Would he say to you what he says to Martha? "Martha, you are worried, distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." May you and I be willing to choose the better part. As always, you can find us on Instagram at Embodied Holiness. And you can find all our episodes as well as bonus material at embodiedholiness.com.